It's been 4 weeks since we told you the story of Gary Stocklaufer. Lives on the other side of the state from us. Wanted to adopt his cousin's son, Max, who is now 4 months old. Because of circumstances, Max's mom couldn't take care of him, and Gary and his wife, Cindy, had been taking care of Max, and they are foster parents and wanted to go the official adoption route, but that's where they got the blockade from the state of Missouri because of Gary's size. When we talked to him at the end of July, he told us that he weighed 516 pounds and that the court had cited his size as the reason to deny him approval for the adoption of baby Max. Ironically, the judge who said that is the same one who allowed Gary and his wife Cindy to adopt another boy 6 years ago when Gary was even larger than he was when we talked to him in July. Well, here we are now, 4 weeks later. Time to get Gary on the phone and get an update. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Good. Welcome back to the show. I hear you've lost some weight.
Yeah, the Dr. Barker there in Dallas, who performed the surgery, had put me on a liquid diet before surgery. And the day of surgery, I had lost a total, in 2.5 months, I'd lost a total of 83 pounds.
The surgery you're talking about took place at Renaissance Hospital in Dallas, which was one of the many medical facilities around the country that heard your story and decided they wanted to help you out. And did they do the surgery at no charge?
Yes, Renaissance Hospital provided the facilities and everything, and Dr. Barker there in Dallas, you know, everything was at no charge.
Was this the Star Jones thing? Did you have your stomach stapled?
No, I did not have my stomach stapled.
What was the surgery then?
It's called a Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, where they make my stomach about the size of an egg. I'll never be able to eat sugars.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me where I'm not really hungry. Whenever I'm full, and it doesn't take much, you know, a few bites of something or whatnot, and, you know, I'm automatically full.
Now, I got to ask you that. As a person who probably enjoyed food a lot before, you're making a huge sacrifice here, but just talk personally about that. You know, just a few bites make you full. Doesn't that feel weird for you after all those years of enjoying food so much?
It's odd. You get to liking one thing or another, and then just basically overnight do a 360 and do something totally different. There's a big change. You know, that's the thing that I'm willing to do to get my son Max home. You know, and that's what I want everybody to realize is crazy things that makes a parent do things for their children.
When did you have the surgery, Gary?
I had it Friday morning, about 10:30 in the morning.
Oh, and how much weight do you think this is going to lead you to lose? Did the doctors give you a prognosis in that area?
They said right now I weigh 480 pounds, and that was Friday before I went into surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And they said by the end of September I will lose another 100, and within the first year I will be down to 250 to 225 pounds.
Wow. You're going to be half of what you are now.
Yes.
In a year.
Yeah.
Now, when I talked to you 4 weeks ago, you told me that while you were a big guy, that you were still athletic, right?
Yes, yes.
Has the surgery changed any of that?
Oh, no. Actually, the doctors, I got released early because of my energeticness, because Friday, shortly after surgery, they want you up walking and everything so you're not stiff and you know, you constantly got to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted me to do 3 laps around the hospital. Well, I ended up doing 10. Well, Saturday morning, they wanted 10 laps. I did 20. Later on that night, I did 30. And I just, you know, I don't stop. I mean, it's not that I'm not able to do it. It's just I've got that mindset. I will do whatever it takes to get my son back. And if it means push myself a little bit harder, so be it.
Where is Max now?
He's still in adoptive custody. We've been denied seeing him since the 13th of last month. We wish that the presiding judge that has this case would grant us a rehearing so we can get him home, because with them saying that they're serving the best interest of the child, I don't see how the best interest of the child is with strangers and not with his loving family.
Has this other couple been granted legal adoption of Max?
No. No, they're trying to ultimately adopt him, but we're fighting every step of the way. I mean, we've drained all our banking accounts. We've set up a fund for people to help if they want to help. Help us fight this fight, because I'll spend my last dollar to get my son.
This is such a heartbreaking story for me. Every time you refer to him as your son, I feel for you so much, as I did when we first talked a month ago, because this is a child who was in your house, who came from your own blood. From, you know, this is your cousin's child, and you have that blood relation with him, you and Cindy, and you have called him your son since the day he walked into your house, or was carried into your house, rather, because he's only 4 months old now. The reaction, I know, has been tremendous. Have you had people who said what some people said on my show that day, which was, you know what, because of your size, you were unhealthy, and the judge did the right thing in not allowing you to take the child? Have you heard that from people?
I've heard that, but I have a response to that. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk, do what I do, and then judge me. Don't judge me on the face. Judge me within. Every person is different. No person is the same. And that's the way it should be judged. Just because I'm big doesn't make me a bad person. Because of my size doesn't dictate on what kind of father I'll be.
Why the judge would not see the love that you and Cindy can offer this child in your own home, I don't understand. What are the prospects for a new hearing and moving this thing forward legally?
Well, since we've last talked, 2 weeks ago yesterday, we were told that the guardian ad litem, Sherry Simpkins, that is, you know, over baby Max, filed a motion in court to block our petition for a rehearing. She's doing whatever she can because they know that they've done wrong, and we've taken this to the public, and they know that they're getting a black eye, so she thought, I guess it was amusing to her, so she went and filed a motion to try to block our petition for a rehearing.
Was that motion granted?
Apparently, thus far, we haven't heard yay or nay in favor of her or us yet.
So what's your next move?
Well, I talked with the attorney yesterday, and we're waiting to hear from the judge. We're just waiting on the judge. I wish an instance like this that Missouri Supreme Court could step in, because this, you know, my son is not a pawn. He's not a commodity on the stock exchange. He's my son, and I wish that he would stop being treated like a commodity.
How's the 8-year-old?
It's heartbreaking to him. You know, there's nights that we hold him because he does nothing but cry. He wants to know, what did he do wrong? And we tell him he's done nothing wrong. And, you know, stuff like that, if they were serving the best interest of the child, they need to take into consideration there is two children here, not just my son Bobby, who we adopted 6 years ago, but Max. It affects them both equally.
And for people who may have missed our conversation a month ago, people will probably think, well, you know, what's the status of Bobby? What kind of size is he? He's a normal kid, right?
He's a normal kid. He's in great health. And like I stated before, we both go running, we play ball, we play soccer, you know, football, basketball. We go do all kinds of things. We go on nature hikes. My whole entire, you know, my mom, my wife, my mother-in-law, and my son Bobby, I went to Dallas this last week while I was in surgery. Everybody had a great time.
This is such an incredible miscarriage of justice. I wish you luck with two things. One, the weight loss now post-surgery, and two, getting through the head of the judge, the love that you and Cindy can offer to baby Max, and maybe this guardian ad litem will lighten up a little bit as you lighten up, literally, and see what needs to be done here, because this is you're just being treated absolutely wrongly by the state justice system and the state adoption agencies. And I wish you and Cindy the best of luck. I'd like to check back with you in a couple of months and see if anything has changed. Can we do that?
Yes, sir. One thing that I would ask, we are wearing blue ribbons, you know, to bring Baby Max home.
Mm-hmm.
We want the world. We've gotten emails from around the world that are in our favor because they feel this is totally wrong. That's just a remembrance that every day that judge and that guardian ad litem sees that blue ribbon, they know that they've done wrong. And they need to bring my son home.
And by the way, if people do want to support you and kick in a couple of bucks to help you with your fight here, is there a website they can go to find out information?
They can go to my MySpace page, mm-hmm. or they can, as far as donations, we have a bank set up for that.
What bank is it?
It's Commerce Bank,
mm-hmm.
24 Highway Banking Center, 17601 East 24 Highway, Independence, Missouri, 64056.
Okay, and the MySpace page is myspace.com/?
Tiny7299.
Tiny7299. What's 7299?
The year that I was born, and the 99 is the year that I adopted Bubby.
Wow. All right.
That's actually the year Bobby was born. I'm sorry.
Right, because he's now 8 years old. All right, so that's your birth year and his, Tiny7299. I'm going to put a link to all of these things on my website, harrisonline.com, for listeners who may be interested in helping you out here. And, you know, I'm trying to tread lightly here because this is a family matter, and the last thing I want to do, Gary, is invade your privacy in this matter. But I also want to show you as much support as I possibly can for you and Cindy as you pursue this, and I hope that Baby Max is allowed to come home sometime soon.
I sure appreciate all your help. Just let everybody, you know, wear the blue ribbons and bring Max home.
Gary Stocklaufer, too fat to be a dad, is what they told him. Now he's losing the weight, and they still won't let him be the dad of Baby Max. In America, it's unbelievable. This is News Talk 1120 KMOX.